necessarily Christians? But a more important question than any of those is, are you a Christian? Could be that you're among the many who are self-deceived. You're not alone. I am convinced that in the name of Christianity, there are many places that call themselves churches, and they're not churches. And they have men leading them who call themselves pastors, and they're not pastors. And they have congregations who call themselves Christians, and they are not Christians. They're not churches, they're not pastors, and they're not Christians. And yet they proudly post the label Christian. Now we learned in our message last time from verses 13 and 14 that there are only two possible options. There is a narrow gate that goes to heaven, and there is a broad road that says heaven but goes to hell. The narrow gate is hard to find and hard to go through because it demands denial of self, denial of self-righteousness, recognition of sin, full repentance, submission to Christ, commitment to obey Him and follow Him no matter what the cost. It's hard to find that truth, and hearing it, it's hard to act upon it because of the love of self and the love of sin, which is natural to the sinner. The true way to heaven is hard to find. It is away from the crowd. It is narrow. You come naked. You come alone. You come penitent. You strive to enter. At the same time, most religious people are on the broad road, and there are plenty of false prophets who are enabling them. They are discussed, by the way, in verses 15 to 20. The false prophets, the false religious leaders, the false representatives of Christ, false agents of God, who really are the agents of Satan. They are ministers of Satan disguised as angels of light, leading people on a road that says heaven but ends up in hell. For all the years of my ministry, there has been nothing that has come to the level of my concern for this issue. Of course, it's a tragedy for Hindus to go to hell, or Buddhists, or